Welcome, everyone, to Shots Fired with Deanna Lorraine. I'm your host, Deanna Lorraine. Going over all the latest breaking news, trending topics, and Sharuth bombs that you can't get anywhere else. Go ahead and follow me on social media, especially Gab, Telegram, Truth Social, and Getter at Real Deanna Lorraine. And follow me on Twitter for all the latest and controversial posts, Deanna for Congress. Remember, my show is twice a week, Tuesdays and Thursdays at 7 p.m. Eastern Time, right after the Stu Peter Show. Set your reminders right now so you don't forget. And it is 7 o'clock, so grab a cocktail, grab a mocktail, glass of water, glass of wine, whatever you do to unwind, and hang out with me for the next hour. We got two awesome guests and an action-packed show that you're not going to want to miss, so hang out for the whole thing. And by the way, I'm in the great state of Florida right now. Woo! So I don't have my typical background in some other things, but bear with me for the next hour, and we're live in Florida. Banks are getting bailed out. And who's going to pay for it? You are. They say taxpayers won't pay. They say other banks won't pay. But how do those banks get the money? They'll probably raise your bank fees like they always do. And if the Fed step in, you'll likely also be paying an inflation tax. In times like this, storing all your money in a bank may be very risky, as we have seen. So what can two average Joes like you and me do about it? Protect your wealth with gold and silver, just like so many other Americans and banks are doing right now. Call 855-491-2348 or visit goldco.com/shots to start the process of investing your wealth in gold and silver. Call 855-491-2348 or visit goldco.com/shots to learn how to protect your savings with gold and silver. Take action today to protect yourself, protect your family from financial collapse. Call 855-491-2348 or visit goldco.com/shots now and protect your future, your finances, and your family with Goldco. Welcome back to Shots Fired. Well, we all know at this point just how dangerous the bioweapon is, the bioweapon that they're calling the vaccine, but we know isn't even a vaccine. And we're really just pulling back the curtain on the dangers of it and what is exactly in it, what's it made of, what is the potential AI or nanotechnology that's in it. We are just getting started. This is only the tip of the iceberg. More and more honest doctors are coming forward, and scientists and researchers, and they're looking through the lens and seeing things and structures that should not be in any kind of vaccine, especially not in a vaccine that they say is safe and effective and healthy for you. So I have here a doctor and researcher. She's very bright and knowledgeable in this area. She's been doing a lot of research. Dr. Anna Mihalcea. I'm probably going to keep butchering this name, so I'm just going to call you Dr. Anna for now on for the show. But she's been noticing and seeing these incredible structures inside the vaccine. Some people are calling them worms or parasites, but it's not that. It's different kind of technology. So she's going to talk about all this and pull back the curtain and why these things are so dangerous. So Dr. Anna, thanks for joining Shots Fired. How are you?
Thank you so much for having me. I'm wonderful. And thank you for broaching this subject. So, you know, what we and, you know, a group of international scientists have really found, I collaborate close with Dr. David Nixon and Shimon Janovich, the engineer, and they've looked at the vial contents and found self-assembling nanostructures. So what are these? This is programmable matter. And it turns out that the polyethylene glycol, that's, for example, in the Pfizer shots, or—
And they call that PEG, right? I just want to clarify, that's called PEG. Yeah.
Yes, they call it PEG. And then in Moderna, it's SM-102, are the building blocks of a compound that's called hydrogel. And this stuff is basically the delivery of what they call mRNA, but we know that many vials didn't have any mRNA. It now has been found that there's DNA. Many teams have found no molecules of life like phosphorus or nitrogen. So then These researchers, Dr. David Nixon and Shimon Janovitz, looked at these vials and then incubated them, for example, at body temperature, and saw that out of these lipid capsules grow this technology, including microchips. So then what happened after the shots were rolled out, these strange structures were seen with increasing amounts in the blood. And people always ask me, okay, is this the first time in history that they were ever seen? No. They used to be seen when Morgellons disease, or what's called also cross-domain bacteria, was sprayed on people, and they had similar findings.
Yeah.
So now, so we've looked at actually did analysis, especially me with Clifford Carnicum, and it looked at what's called infrared spectroscopy in vaccinated and unvaccinated blood, and compared that to emission spectra of Morgellons, and they had similar peaks.
Wow.
So the technology appears similar, and both of them are hydrogel-based, and both have quantum dot technology in them. So then what I've done is I've looked at live blood analysis in unvaccinated people, because my colleagues, like Dr. David Nixon, had seen these structures in vaccinated blood. And then what started to emerge is that we started to see it in everybody. And we were like, where is this coming from? We did analysis on rainwater. Matt Taylor from Ecuador, for example, did it. And the same structures were in rainwater. We did analysis on masks and on swabs, and the same structures were in there. So then I had a colleague call me who's done some what's called Raman spectroscopy, so similar frequency emission, to look at the cadaver clots that he was given from vaccinated individual, and he captured that frequency. And it turned out that one of his family members got sick after eating meat and measured the frequency. And it turned out that the family member had that frequency of the cadaver clot, okay, which has been shown to be hydrogel based on Mike Adams' analysis. He found that this is the clots are not made of blood. They are made of self-assembling carbon polymer, which is hydrogel, that contains metals and is actually combustible. We've done analysis in our team, and this stuff keeps growing outside of the body.
Oh my God.
Yeah. So then, this frequency signature, so the same, process that I did, with Clifford Carnicum on the blood in terms of the infrared spectroscopy was repeated by this other researcher. And he found that it was in the person who ate this meat and then checked the meat, and the meat was positive for this frequency. So he went to the grocery store and found that many of the meats have this frequency. He called me up. It says, go to the grocery store and do live blood analysis. So this is what I did. And I evaluated multiple ground beef products, pork products, liver products, including half and half milk, organic and non-organic, and found these similar structures that are behind me in there. So people are saying this is worms. This is not worms. These are self-assembly synthetic biology hydrogel structures. They grow with exposure to electricity and electromagnetic fields like 5G. And this is now in our atmosphere, and it fits into what's called the transhumanist agenda, which is endeavoring to basically transform all of natural life forms into synthetic biology. And so I am sounding the alarm, because the question is, those of the people who made the choice not to get this shot and keep their blood pure, you know, I have been talking about shedding for a long time. A lot of clinicians do not want to acknowledge this, but clearly whatever is in the vaccinated blood in form of these ribbon, hydrogel, graphene, there may be graphene in those as well as these metals. It clearly is now affecting the unvaccinated. And so it might also be in the food supply. And I'm concerned about it. And I think that we need to have a discussion and further evaluation.
Wow. That's a mouthful right there. A lot of moving parts to unpack. So it's frightening because we're trying to do everything possible to keep our blood pure. I try not to spend time around vaccinated people in large amounts of time. I am unvaccinated. I have fought the greatest gaslighting campaign in world history to keep my blood pure. And all of a sudden, you're saying that you're still finding these structures now in the unvaccinated. So that's being obviously a result of shedding. And potentially what I'm hearing is it's becoming, they're starting to put it in our livestock, in our food, in our meat, our food supply. So if people refuse the jab, oh, don't worry, you're going to get it anyways. We're going to force it in your food and in the livestock. It's frightening, the implications of it. That's so terrifying. They're really trying to force it into our system regardless.
And the question also is, there is now the discussion that this month the mRNA shots will be rolled out to pork and cows, right? And Tom Renz is talking about it.
Yeah.
Really, if you think about, we've checked with different producers, and like baby chicks are being vaccinated via nasal inhalation, just aerosolized, at a very young age. And so any other vaccine also can have this hydrogel in that, because it's now in all medical pharmaceuticals. I found it in insulin. Other clinicians have found it in other injectables. And then the geoengineering aspect of that is very important. They've been spraying this stuff on us, including the metals that are needed. So what's very interesting about the work of Clifford Carnicum, he's done actually metal analysis on the Morgellons fibers and also found aluminum, barium, high levels of metals in there, similar to the results of Mike Adams of the vaccinated cadaver blood clot, which showed aluminum and tin and many conductive elements. So I think that we need to look at this. Again, I do not call this a parasite. It's not a worm. So what I've done in clinical practice is I look at people's blood, and then I'm a certified chelation practitioner. So EDTA is a molecule that pulls out metals, which everybody is contaminated with now, because it's in the soil, it's in the food supply, it's being sprayed on us. And so it turns out that EDTA, according to the patents, as Karen Kingston had discovered, is actually something that can help dissolve the hydrogel. And it also can decontaminate graphene, which graphene, it can be on a nanoscale there. We may not see it. We didn't find that the clots are magnetic, but you know that people are magnetic. And it could be that graphene, when it enters the body, that there is a magnetic field that could arise from that. So basically, these are our research questions. And in terms of the EDTA, it's been extremely successful in two intravenous infusions to clear out the blood and also pull a tremendous amount of these metals out. So I am advocating for this to actually get on people's radar, because in my mind, if this is in the environment now, it's in the food supply, then somehow we need to find a way to clear our blood off it and to protect ourselves and continuously detox. So there's an EDTA cream that I also recommend. There is other supplements like humic and fulvic acid can help to detox the graphene and the metals. There's nitric oxide is required in the microbiome to help detox some of this stuff. But the issue really is that these ribbon-like structures get extremely long, especially if you're around cell phones or electrical fields. And so I think that people need to be aware, have an adequate Faraday cage shielding for your phone. Don't text so much, Be more out in nature. Turn off your Wi-Fi. Use Ethernet cables. That's all part of your protective mechanism. Increase your vitamin C level. Support your immune system. All of these things are.
A food shortage is coming, even in the U.S., economic experts wrote at the end of the summer crop season. Farmers are sensing it too. John Boyd Jr., a fourth-generation farmer, told Fox News that we're going to be seeing empty cupboards and shelves by the end of a few months. That's why survival food is more important now than ever before. Create your own stockpile of the best Four Patriots survival food kits. And it is not ordinary foods. We're talking about good for 25 years super survival food. hand-packed right in a family-owned facility right in the USA, and giving jobs to over 200 Americans. The kits are compact, sturdy, water-resistant, and stack easily. They have different delicious breakfasts, lunches, and dinners that can be ready in just a few minutes. All you have to do is pour boiling water in it, let it simmer, and serve. And right now, you can go to 4patriots.com and use promo code Deanna to get 10% off your first purchase on everything in the store, including this 3-month survival kit. You'll get their famous guarantee for an entire year after your order, plus free shipping on all orders over $97. They're called 4Patriots because a portion of every sale is donated to charities that support our veterans and their families. Just go to 4patriots.com and use promo code Deanna to get your 10% off. That's 4patriots.com, use promo code Deanna, and get 10% off. Start building your own food stockpile today.
Vitamin D as well.
Absolutely.
So there are protective measures people can take. And then there's also measures that they can take to detox the graphene oxide, you're saying.
Yeah. So it's not just, again, graphene oxide. So this stuff is hydrogel. And people need to learn about this compound because it's part of synthetic biology. It can fuse with your cells, so that you become part biology, part synthetic, basically a cyborg. And so this is what really is part of this agenda. And this hydrogel is now everywhere. They use it in water, filtration, systems. Hydrogel is, for example, being used there. It's everywhere in all of medicine, precision medicine, nanotechnology. Hydrogel is a component of it. It's part of RNA, mRNA platforms. And so I believe that people really need to stand up and also request answers, because without their consent, the entire biosphere is being transformed into something unnatural that is no longer God's creation. And it's being done at a nanoscale, so nobody can see it.
Right. Yeah, that's what's so frustrating about it. Yuval Harari, the transhumanist, and Klaus Schwab, and all of these transhumanists at the World Economic Forum are literally telling us that their agenda for the Great Reset and the Fourth Industrial Revolution, those terms are basically synonymous with each other, they're pushing us into a blend of human and machine. And in fact, they want to redefine what it means to be human by 2030. So they talk about the hydrogel. This isn't some conspiracy theory. They literally talk about it in videos and in writing and print. They're telling us that the hydrogel is being used to activate the machine, basically. And of course, there's also microchips and things that they can implant in us to turn us into superhumans. But the hydrogel is a big part of that connects the dots together with the 5G and with the transhumanism and with our health. In the form of a vaccine for some, and other things, like, you know, other ways that they're going to use this hydrogel for others.
Absolutely. And for example, in 2021, there was a publication from the University of California that talked about, you know, growing your vaccines, meaning they can now grow it in plants, because nanotechnology can be anything. It can be a virus-like particle. It can be a little genetic sequence, and it can be augmented with some synthetic biology. So you can be vaccinated eating a salad, and that's their dream. And so the question really is, you know, this technology already so far advanced, people are so unaware because it's at a nanoscale. And then I always look at it from the perspective of the 2001 NASA document that said warfare by 2025 will really be on the nanoscale. So we have nanorobotic swarms, which now are in everybody, that people are inhaling, and it's part of mind control. It's part of remote control, sending and receiving information. And, you know, again, I always quote Mark Steele, the bioweapons expert, because he talks about these metals and that they are wetware for satellite reconnaissance and facial recognition. So all of this is so, it's such a sci-fi type of reality. that, you know, people like me, you know, if people haven't heard about this, but I'm telling you, read what the transhumanists have said they're going to do, and they're accelerating Agenda 2030 to 2025. It's happening right now.
Right. It's not a sci-fi movie. It's a sci-fi nightmare that we are literally in right now, but it's up to us to stop it because they can't fully roll this out. They have been rolling it out without our consent, but we also need to participate in it as well to make it a complete reality. So and it's sad because I feel like God is crying. I mean, these are his creature. This is his creation and they're destroying it. They're inverting his creation. They're blending human with the machine and redefining what it means to be human, which is just so disturbing and so anti-God. It's unbelievable. Sorry, go on. I was going to ask you another question, but want you to continue that thought.
And I think that, you know, because this is a satanic agenda, we must harness the love of God within us with all of our genius to find solutions to undo this. This is why I'm out here speaking, because this must stop and people need to lose their fear. We must fight for the survival of the human species, of our planet. And you cannot do it next year because it's too late. It's happening now. Everything is being transformed. Bill Gates has released these mRNA vaccines on 100,000 wildlife already. These are self-spreading. The entire biosphere is being modified. It's already happening. People need to wake up and protest and revolt against this. Need to save our planet.
This is a spiritual war. Absolutely. And it truly is the survival of our species that we're fighting over. People might think that's hyperbole. People might think we're exaggerating, but we're not exaggerating. They're literally redefining humanity if we let them. So I have a question to you about the Morgellons disease. People, that's been a controversial type disease. And I've subscribed to some Morgellons Reddit groups because I'm fascinated with it. And so many doctors and other people think they're crazy. It's all in their head. They're making it up. They're little, basically, fibers of different colors that come out of their skin. Is that correct? I just kind of want to clarify to my audience what Morgellons disease is, because it is very kind of a niche disease. And a lot of people think it's actually made up, that it's not real, but it is very real, correct?
Absolutely. So it is a synthetic biology that has features of self-assembling nanotechnology, the same chip-like structures that we found that develop from the C19 vials. People are also developing with Morgellons disease. It's a torturous disease. It infects actually everyone. If you've looked at some of the videos of after they've done chemtrail spraying, and if you shine a UV light, what kind of a storm of fibers people are inhaling. And they found it in people, whether or not they have symptoms or not. Yes, the colors are red and blue. I can find these also within the blood. And this is absolutely true. And the experts, quote unquote, who are denying this or are calling us crazy are the same people who denied these Morgellons victims who have horrific symptoms. And so I don't give much credence to experts anymore. It's the experts that have gotten us into this mess with, the entire rollout of these bioweapons. I have a problem at this point trusting scientists who want to just throw around their big credentials. I'm like, where were you in finding out what was happening to humanity? And I think that a lot of these experts have lost their credibility, certainly in my eyes.
Or they're really just actors and they're in on the agenda as well. They're being used to pull us forward into the agenda.
We have plenty of those as well.
Yeah, Dr. Fauci, Dr. Birx, a lot of Bill Gates, right? They're actors. So, and they're very convincing to a lot of people. Somebody that would be affected by Morgellons disease, would they be somebody that had been around high levels of 5G, or do you know exactly where they might catch that from or be infected from?
A lot. So it is being sprayed on us. That's an absolute clear answer. And that's, you know, Clifford Carnicum has researched that for 30 years. And so we're inhaling nanotechnology. All of humanity is infected by nanorobot swarms. You cannot see them. But so and some people, because of maybe their predisposition, their immune system, they are not able to fight it as much. And so they have these horrific skin diseases and these fibers growing out of people, versus others don't necessarily have symptoms. But I believe that now we are seeing a transformation of humanity with this accelerated aging process. That is horrendous. You know, people call it long COVID, the amount of people who've been disabled, you know, and what I want to say is, in the blood, well, after what was proven COVID, I saw these structures. With long COVID, I saw these structures. People who come in with concerns about shedding, I see these structures. Again, these are not worms. They're not protoplasts. They're not, you know, they grow. We've shown that under electromagnetic fields to enormous lengths, you know, thousands of times larger than a red blood cell. So when this stuff is swimming around in your body, it can clog up arteries and cause all kinds of problems.
So these structures are the root cause of the what they're calling long COVID, but it's really these structures that are causing this.
That is what I believe. And if you really look at the 2020 paper, NIH by Francis Collins, who discussed that, they created a quantum dot nanocrystal to mimic the COVID-19 virus. And it would give an immune response as if you were infected with the virus, but it's a technology. Wow. It's a technology. And this is what Karen Kingston has discussed, that basically the spike protein is an artificial intelligence technology that was artificially created. You can create, nanotechnology with aspects of mRNA, but it's still nanotechnology.
Wow. Gosh, that's frightening. That is really frightening. It's all, and it all is connected too. It's a very, very sick satanic agenda, and we need to fight this.
Absolutely.
You're so knowledgeable and you're obviously ahead of the curve. You're a fighter and you're a truth teller. Dr. Anna, any last words, and tell everybody where they can find you and follow your work as well.
The last one is really, again, always a note of hope. I do believe that this, our mind is extraordinarily powerful. And if we stay in a frequency of love, of harmony, of joy, demons cannot live in the love of God. And this is very important to understand. You know, I've written about plasmons and demons that can be initiated via graphene. And so I think that people need to also be aware that this is a mind war as well. And they can find my work on Anna, A-N-A, Mihalcha, M-I-H-A-L-C-E-A, mdphd.substack.com. And thank you so much for having me.
Of course, we'll have to have you come on back again with more updates, and make sure that you follow this incredible doctor, truth teller, on the lower thirds is where you can find her and follow her work. Thanks so much for joining us, Dr. Anna. We'll have you back on again soon, and don't go anywhere. We'll be right back, folks. Trump made a bold statement recently. He said he can end the war in Ukraine in 24 hours without going after Russia. In fact, he says that Russia is not the enemy, but this is, and it's currently targeting the U.S. as we speak. This enemy wants to control us, our bank accounts, our assets, and practically enslave every U.S. citizen. It's part of their sick and twisted plan, which goes way beyond the failing banks and coming recession. According to experts, this event is the closest thing to a rapture we've ever seen, yet no news station is covering it. A new video shines the light on a dangerous situation. It exposes who this enemy is, their diabolical plan, and an effective strategy to hedge against this coming disaster. Visit darkagedefense.com/Diana to watch this controversial video. It's streaming online now for free, but it might get taken down soon. So watch it while you can and let me know what you think. Again, that's darkagedefense.com/Diana. So check it out now and let me know what you think. Welcome back to Shots Fired. Well, Donald Trump, President Donald Trump, our president, just pleaded not guilty to 34 felony criminal charges of falsifying business records in a historic and unprecedented court appearance in Manhattan on Tuesday. I don't know about you, but it's kind of weird to see him in court like that. The whole thing has been a bizarre circus. So here joining us to talk about what's been really going on, the details of the case, and how his indictment affects and the impacts of that, and the result of it, how it affects all Americans, is a friend of the show, naturopathic doctor, veteran SWAT team member, and gubernatorial candidate for 2022, Dr. Mark Sherwood. Welcome to Shots Fired. How are you?
I'm doing well, Deanna. Thanks for having me. I always appreciate you.
Thank you. We appreciate you, too. You know, you're one of our doctor heroes on our network and one of the bold and brave that's willing to blow the whistle and speak out about the truth. So we trust you and we love you.
And we love you, too. And just honored to be here. Lots to discuss.
So much to unpack. What is it? What, like, you know, you've been following the details of this. What is really going on here this week?
Well, I think with context is always important, right? You know, so former law enforcement officer, I understand the court system, and let's just people understand what happened here. You know, there is such a thing called prosecutorial discretion. And all that means is they can choose to file and, or in this case, present charges based upon whatever they want to do. It's the same thing as a police officer could use discretion when he sees, you know, Deanna driving down the street at 55 miles an hour in a 50 mile an hour zone. And
yeah,
he's Jim Bob over here driving 60 miles an hour in the same 50 zone. That officer could stop you and let the other person go. It doesn't make it right. It doesn't make it fair, but it's something that we have to live with in this crazy system.
Right.
With that said, in this case, the grand jurors are assembled. They're just typical people like you and me that would have got jury duty subpoenas, and they are assembled in a place, in a room, and they're presented a bunch of different cases by the DA's office.
Mm-hmm.
The case against President Trump would not be the only one they heard during this period of time. And then their jobs are pretty simple. They are to listen to what they're presented. Mm-hmm. To determine, A, has a crime been committed?
Okay.
B, do they have a person that maybe committed the crime, likely? And C, is it more likely than not, based upon what they presented, that this person did it? That's the burden of proof. And so when that's done, they certainly can take a vote. And the vote would be, in this case, it was to indict, meaning that person is said to be ordered to come before the court to be able to proceed to present an aggressive defense. It's like under the idea of a defendant is innocent until proven guilty. But we know today in our world, unfortunately, we have this court of media opinion, court of public opinion that doesn't really follow those rules anymore. So that's basically what happened, where we are right now. And just to kind of put a bow on the backside of that, Deanna, the thing that concerns me is from being in politics and in law enforcement, do what I do now, this indictment, this presentation of charges by an elected official, DA, that ran on the platform of, you know, utilizing the idea that I'm going to go after, you know, one Donald J. Trump. It reeks of political bias just on the outset. I think no one would argue with that. Of course, they're going to say opposite, and we can appreciate that, expect that. But once you do this one time, you crossed over this area, it will be done again and again and again. It kind of gives America the okay. And Deanna, I find that just so, super sad. I've spent the last couple of days just in kind of a grief process because, like, there's going to be out there, and I want people to get this. It's like, what about a very aggressive Republican DA that takes it too far and does the same kind of thing to a Democratic rival? Okay.
Exactly.
It doesn't make it right either. It is still something that we've crossed over into. And I said something yesterday. It's like we've crossed over into this abyss and there's no turning back now. I don't know what's next for us, but it's nothing good is happening from this.
Amen. First of all, it's weird, isn't it, to see him in court like that with his attorney? It's just such an interesting position to see him in and having to defend himself. And it's just like, what? There's a very slippery slope with this precedent that they're setting right now. What do you think, Zach? Yeah, I mean, don't you think that they always overplay their hand here? And they've been on this witch hunt for him as soon as he got elected president years ago now, 7 years ago. Wow, that's crazy. Time flies. So don't you think that this is just making people, it's drumming up Trump's base even more? It's not going to make people like him less. It's not going to make people vote for him less. If anything, it's bringing more support to him again and kind of emboldening his base. I mean, right? That just seems to be what's happening here.
It's going to galvanize the base even more. That, in my opinion, which for whatever that's worth, it guaranteed him the Republican nomination for president of the United States at the next election.
Yes.
That's what this did. Now, the problem with this is, too, that I see, and this is something I know people should be aware of, at least, is all these other investigations that are going on. Is that going to deter these prosecutors from pushing harder, or is it going to give them more confidence to push harder? And I would lean more towards it's going to give them more confidence to push harder, because somebody sort of crossed over first, one DA Alvin Bragg, you know, by presenting this. And let's keep in mind, too, that the jurors are the ones that voted, and they voted based upon the evidence that was presented, which will be a lot more limited, we know, than will be during these court proceedings, because I expect President Trump to put up a very aggressive defense to attack the credibility of these witnesses that they have and the credibility of the evidence, et cetera, et cetera. And I expect them to do a really fine job with that. And my opinion is, from what I've seen and read, with the credibility of the witnesses that they're using, it's going to be a challenging case for the prosecution to get any conviction of this, even though you're putting this in the hand, most likely, of 12 men and women, you know, just like us.
Well, just like us, or people who want to see Trump go down.
Yeah, this is a hard one, because when you have, like, what's called the jury voir dire,
okay,
a bunch of jurors are brought in, potential jurors, and both the prosecution and defense attorneys can question them. And so they question back and forth until they, prosecution plus defense, decide that we've got 12 men and women here that we believe are going to give us the best non-biased ear and heart to listen to the evidence.
Well, we'll see. We'll see how unbiased they really are, because it's scary. But again, I just feel like they constantly overplay their hand.
Yep.
And I think that he's just regaining his popularity all over again. I mean, they should have learned their lesson every time they try to indict Trump or do a witch hunt with him. He raises more money and he gets more support, and people want to vote for him because he's the most talked about candidate and he's back in the spotlight again. And it just makes people feel like they need to defend him more.
That's right. I agree with you totally. And that's exactly what's happening right now. You're going to, you know, he has been attacked a lot. Mm-hmm. And people in leadership that sort of buck the system or go counterculture to the narrative like he's done, clearly, and which we need, right? You know, we need this. We can't have politicians that are, because they're not doing a good job. They are running the debt up. They're terrible at health. They're terrible at everything they do. They don't know how to make decisions, and they're sold out. They're bought out pawns in a political game.
Yeah.
Donald Trump is anything but that, man. He's like, you push me, I'm going to push back. And literally they messed with the lion here, and I just, you know, he's going to bite back, and they better, DA Bragg, et cetera, better hold on, because they do have the battle of their life. And like you said, this is going to be the talk about thing during the campaign, because it's most likely that even during the heat of the battle, even up to the election time of 2024, we're going to be dealing with court hearings about this and news. And this is going to be all we're talked about, and other candidates can forget it. And, you know, they're just not going to be, they're going to be a side note at this point.
Exactly. And President Trump held a rally last night at Mar-a-Lago, and it was like powerful. He was unfazed. He was like, yeah, this is happening to me, but I'm still going to hold this rally. And he was powerful last night, I got to say.
Yeah. And the thing that I think that I've talked about, Deanna, and this thing is I'm pleading with the Republican conservative base and even Democrats, just people out there, just people, because I think this is going to draw independents to him, too. Just my opinion.
Mm.
But here's the thing. Let's remember the humanity of this. This is a human being that has been charged with a crime, that has to go through this hellacious trial with details that will be brought up, whether true or not, that are going to be accusatory at minimum, that relate to a sexual affair outside of marriage, right? This is a bad deal for his family. And I feel so sad.
Yeah.
For Melania and for Barron and their children, because they're going to have to hear about this every day. And that guy's got to go home to face his wife. So to live with that and deal with this, and he does it with a stiff upper lip, man. I got to give him credit. Mm-hmm. But inside, he's got a heart, and it's got to hurt, you know. And I pray that people will pray for him and pray for the situation, that truth comes out and that peace reigns, because we don't want to see people's lives be destroyed over politics. It's not worth that at all. Mm-hmm. These are human beings.
But human being or not, he still needs to disavow the bio. And that's something that, like, we're compassionate people, we're forgiving people, but that's something that we can't let go of, and we have to hold his feet to the fire over. He still hasn't fully disavowed the bioweapon. He still hasn't come out admitting he's wrong. He's still in his trail of, I'm still saving a million lives, is the greatest achievement of mankind. And for him to get my full support for the next election and throw my campaign money in and vote over, he's got to earn that vote. And it's very important that he separates himself from the vaccine. I don't know exactly how he's going to do it, but he's got to figure that out. He will lose support if he continues to throw his full support behind the bioweapon.
Well, and here's the problem, and people can look this up under ethics reports, Deanna. These candidates have to report where they get their money. And this is a big deal. So I encourage people to go right now, and you can ask a question. This is a good, easy, good question for you.
Yeah.
Or whatever you do, .go, whatever. You can say, did, and put in the name, receive money from Pfizer during the campaign. Just type that in.
Mm-hmm.
And Deanna, people will be shocked at the names that come up there. And you put in your favorite candidate. Yes, you can put in even President Trump. And you're going to get an affirmative to that answer. And that is why that I don't believe they're going to disavow the vaccine fully, because there's so much need, they believe, for this financial endorsement from pharma. Let's understand that pharma advertises to people through commercial. Now, if the politicians want to stop the abuse and the bully pulpit, if you will, a big pharma, just stop them being able to use the airways to do that and let the doctors do it. But no, we're stuck, and I think we're too in bed with them to disavow them at this point.
Something's got to give. Trump raises enough money from us, and he has enough money, I think, that he doesn't need the big pharma sponsoring him, funding him. Like, come on, what's more important, your character, your promises, or Pfizer money? So we'll see what happens. But I do believe that we got to hold his feet to the fire there and see what happens. On another note, a transgender she shot up a Christian school in Nashville, Tennessee. We all know this at this point. Three children died. Three adults died. And it's a tragedy. It's just one more tragedy. And of course, the left wants more gun control again. Problem, reaction, solution. What is your take on this, Dr. Sherwood? What's your take on the shooting and the direction that we'll go?
Well, guns don't kill people. People kill people.
Yep. It's
the greatest mass murders in the history of our country occurred with fertilizer and airplanes.
Hmm.
The very first murder occurred with Iraq. You cannot legislate murderous intent or evil or hatred out of mankind. Can't do it. So good luck with that one. Mm-hmm. We do not need to infringe on the Second Amendment one bit because it preserves our First Amendment rights. In this case, you have a person obviously does not love themselves, doesn't know anything about loving other people. And you can't love other people and by hating yourself. It's impossible. And this, in my opinion, was a hate crime carried out against Christians because Christians will not agree with the transgender lifestyle. They love the transgender person, but yeah. they will not support the lifestyle. And you're going to get that rub because Christians that have a faith in God, they believe that God knit us together in the womb and in our DNA, the very first cell upon conception, the sex is determined. And no matter what you do regarding taking hormones behind that, and we do that, I understand that, you cannot change the sex. You may be able to alter the characteristics or the voice or the hair, and you may be able to demasculate yourself by cutting off breasts or cutting off other parts of a male structure. But ultimately, you can't change the sex.
Yes.
And that creates this dichotomy, Deanna, inside of us of confusion. Confusion always brings about more confusion, and it sometimes can bring about flat-out anger. And the anger of that person is anger turned inside out into other people. As sad as that is, and as bad as that is, the best thing to do solution-wise is to not allow the idea of transgenderism to have a platform, but focus on the hate that's in our society and get involved in families and churches and communities, police, civic organizations, get them together and work on ways to bring about a lack of or more peace and remediate this divisive nature and rhetoric that we have.
Exactly. I agree with you. And this potentially was a false flag operation. Doesn't mean that nobody died during false flags or nobody got hurt, but it potentially was. And if it was, I could see the motive behind it being that instantly Christians and conservatives would then turn on transgenders yeah. and fight for red flag laws and, you know, and gun restrictions because they say, well, that person, he's a transgender, they have mental illness or they're mentally unwell. They shouldn't have guns. Look what they did. And look, then all of a sudden it's the Christians and the conservatives that are fighting for gun laws. We have to just never underestimate how clever they are, how manipulative they are.
Everything has got an angle, doesn't it?
Yeah.
I know we see both sides of this coin a lot. And in every situation, you know, and this is my world, I just always kind of put it under the context of God's law, man's law, the Constitution, and really trying to bring some hope into it.
Yes.
Deanna, the only way we're going to get this solved, honestly, and I just mean this with all sincerity, is if people of America, Democrats, Republicans, Independents, whatever you are, whatever you're not, is that we seek God's voice and direction once again and put ourselves as a nation under God as opposed to above God or being God. And when we do that, we're going to find resolve and we're going to be back to the place where, you know, 200 years ago, America was not a land of everybody agreeing. Mm-hmm. It had a land of a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
We realized at the end of the day that we were Americans and we protected America and American values. And my, oh my, how sad it is when we transgressed to the level we are right now.
Yeah. Amen. So sad. But we have to keep fighting and we have to keep holding strong to our values and never compromise and know that God is ultimately going to save us, not man, but God. And we have to stick together because we're always stronger together than fragmented and falling apart. Strong families, strong relationships create a strong nation.
I like how you said that. And, you know, I'll use a term from the philosophy from the great philosopher himself, Michael Jackson. He said, you know, if you want to make a change, you change the person staring back at you in the mirror.
Yeah.
Deanna, that's where it is. I mean, look, I look at myself every day, and I know you do too, and think, how can I love my fellow man better every day? And at the end of the day, I evaluate, did I serve my fellow man? Did I love them enough to tell them the truth? Did I love them enough to forgive them, to show some grace, some mercy? To be able to stand my ground while still loving people that don't agree with that. Those are things we've got to get back. And I think the answer to the salvation of the concept of this constitutional republic in America aligns with that right there that you just laid out.
Yeah. Thank you. Well, amen. Always enlightening and informative, Dr. Sherwood. Where can everybody find you again and follow your work?
They can go to Sherwood.tv, Deanna, anytime. We're just there to serve. Our job is clear. We want to give people self-governing principles, you know, physically, emotionally, spiritually, and governmentally, and teach them how to do that and have a really good life.
Amazing. And serve well, you do. All right, everybody, follow Dr. Sherwood. He's an amazing doctor, naturopath, lots of wisdom there. So go to his website, follow him. Thank you so much. We'll be right back. Don't you go anywhere. All right, that's all the time we've got for today. Thank you so much for joining Shots Fired. Remember, twice a week, Tuesdays and Thursdays at 7 p.m. Eastern Time, right after the Stu Peters Show. In the meantime, follow me on social media, Gab, Telegram, Truth Social, and Getter at Real Deanna Lorraine. But for all the latest controversial posts, follow me on Twitter, Deanna or Congress. Alrighty, until next time, thanks so much for joining me and watching Shots Fired. I'll miss you. Have a good night. Have a great weekend. See you next Tuesday. God bless you and God bless America. See you next time.